Alright, so I'm going to do some poems. That's going to get an air refreshing. So, Tosoy Medicam Erla. I usually start with one in English because most of the audience can speak English. And one of my cousins had heard me doing poems for about 5 years in Irish. And she was with me one day and she turned to her friend who also speaks Irish and she said, "Great, Kira's going to perform." And he said, "Yeah." And she said, "You can tell me if she's any good." So, usually I like to start off so you can make a little decision at the start. Give me the full 20 minutes to impress you. So actually, speaking of the weather in Ireland, I just returned from Philadelphia, where it's even colder than Ireland in the winters, and it's warm then in the summer. So everyone was really surprised when I was cold in the winter, because they all have heard of Ireland as this cold country. So I had to come up with this line that Ireland isn't actually cold, it's just never warm, which you can use to explain the weather of Ireland. Okay, this poem is called Drunk. He's 15, and this is what he knows. Fast, he lost his dad. Heart attacks are aptly named. Slow, he's losing his mom. She's bathwater dripping down a clogged up drain, once full and clear and warm, now colder, emptier, greying. He knows that they haven't got a dog anymore, but he's always finding empty cans stashed like buried bones and bottle caps among couch cushions, a shedding coat. He knows that there's no such thing as ghosts, even though at home things go bump in the night, and some things, they just disappear, gone. Like his mother's memories of all the times that she spoke words like nails on a blackboard. The pain of the sound hurts, but is temporary. The marks of the scratches stay. He knows her level at any given time, measured by his own devised system of signs. Slurred speech, drooped eyes, swaying slowly from side to side. He knows the effects of wine versus beer and counts cans in the fridge as they disappear to forecast the mother that he can expect. Depending on intake, he's called prick or poor pet. He knows that the smell of early morning baking means her hand-shaking hangover. Liquid lunch the day before, drunk by five, early to bed and early to rise, kneading bread to disguise alcohol sweat and bloodshot eyes. Baking, though, he knows she tries. Some nights he lies awake because he knows she's going to drive. He's tried to stop her, but it's not worth the fight. And he's thought about calling the guards, but never quite. He gets good news from school. I ask if his mother knows. He says no. He says, "I mean, I've told her, but she hasn't been sober." And too often his words dissolve in her blood alcohol, and it's the same questions in the morning. It's boring. So when he hears her talking in a dark room alone, he chooses to believe that she's on the phone. He knows that she is lonely, but so is he. Okay, the second poem I'm going to read is called 6 Harcourt Street. Has anyone ever been to 6 Harcourt Street?
I probably passed by
it. Yes. Oh, I don't know what kind of poem it covers. It's a place called Cunra na Gaeilge. So there's an Irish language pub downstairs in Conwy Gaeilge, and I wrote this poem about a place in Dublin. I was last writing a poem about a place in Dublin, and I picked a club, Conwy Gaeilge, because I wasn't raised with Irish, and this is where I had all my first interactions with Irish. In the real world, you know, not between beeps on a Leaving Cert test. So I really like it, and people always ask me what it is, because my family don't even understand what I'm doing there half the time. So I started writing a poem about it, but the trick is that once I start talking about it, I'm talking Irish. So. When I'm asked by those who've never been to explain what goes on in number 6 Harcourt Street, I say, well, it's a pub that's kind of underground. It's like a playground for the fauna-wearing crowd. And if you want to know what goes on down there, just push the unchained gate, take care on the stairs, feel your way in the dark to the black metal door. And from there, Dorothy, you're not in Kansas anymore. Club on Cunnerha. Ought a Wilmage a Lig Erin Lista VIP. She need Danam Salauer and Shin Deach Trieb, and I'm showing to Anna Megan a loss in the Cree. On Club, a scale hain, a gach orloch, an aught, a havoch tain. An aught, a he tossa, a decayed turrisan fado. An or a rule session, a mahuna on radio. An cade chora a gumsel, a caraboon, is on law the vaca who. On Club, on crack, on kyol. Narlagadi and a kyotori, a hauran a hand, a bauran a hat, plor on kyolam, a wang kela. Ach sa club, curter on all shekena, riv illi, nyav ilta, a rana ha gragacha, agis kyotori gan chlakta. Sa club, alter pyunti, agis denter kinti, agis kinta scati, is sin air a vince an chaint. A number ke breig gyalwinti, changa ke squilte ege number ke di. Ach, you know, ni ake me tre down or real. So club nil ein vok ak on puk, er bwila. Ak is kitle pe de, o haven bog. On club, easta august og, marav august bio, machrenin shivs na taiv shi. Nader an ege grinian sheets a club na kainte ar crinis. Or is it because their unfinished business happens to be half a pint of Guinness? Smeenia merhu shoot gach or a hin joch eerie. Is there gulp fluch a hive she? Fad sail is bahahiri. It's a club. On club. Sail na gwaelga. In amanti, lawn docusach. In amanti, lav, la olive. On club. Tialach. Lawn ladini ger grawl at theid. Few Nadini ger gron na diad. On club. Widna. Widna a churin crabsin ol. Widna a chanin amach lyriki on kyol. Widna a hushian club balta, bar alta. Is a illin a rish. So when I'm asked by those who've never been to explain what goes on at number 6 Harcourt Street, I say, I could tell you, but you wouldn't believe. If you're ever in Dublin, you should definitely call them. You never know what you're going to find down there. Okay, so Dom Biog screaming, Tachin Chikata, Darbanum, Katal wet means what do you want? And there's a repeated line in it, Neil Wem the Vod, Glock on Lud, Wetche, Neil Wem Ain Rud. That means basically, I don't want you. If anyone knows what that means, I'm not going to translate. But yeah, so it's like I'm talking to those men who, obviously it's lovely when men talk to you when you want them to, but sometimes they talk to you when you don't want them to, which is fine if they would go away when you make it clear that you don't want them to, but they don't realise. So this is for them. So I think like, we got kind of a really slow, yeah. I don't know what. Shut down, Quenny Smilla. Yeah, okay. Shut down, craw, fuivana, a hain in a nainer go pibli. Shut on dawn, a frabbin in mochri, the gockfar gone eerie. Not digging, nor recyard dove, fanach the mach o winna. A capin your queer a uskel to a, lowert le banner bit, armor bit. Fear not digging on difriacht, either kiepa agus radaracht, either cordul agus lehlasach, either spriul agus bagarhach. Nilwem Helora, Nilwem Kora, Nilwem Ligantarum, Gawilme, Egoira, Nilwem the Vud, Glock on Yud, Wetcha, Nilwem Ainrod, Nilwem the Yuch, Nilwem Vebuyach, Nilwem Gagapa, Gawilmwid, Lefok, Nilwem the Vud, Glock on Nud, Wetcha, Nilwem Ainrod, Nilwem Seelat, Nilwem Lilat, Nilwem Ainvuint in Ain Shlilat, Nilwem the Vud, Glock on Nud, Wetcha, Nilwem Ainrod, Nilwem the Vud, Glock on Nud, Wetcha, Nilwem Ainrod, Nilwem the Vud, Glock on Nud, Wetcha, Nilwem Ainrod.
Similar theme of Emir Lanorsha. This is about the first time when I was 12, this is the first time I got catcalled from a car. So I was about 12 and I went out rollerblading and someone shouted at me from a car and I was so confused why a certain person was shouting at me from a car, and I learned. It's called They Eat You With Their Eyes. You always remember your first. A shout hurled out from a fast passing car. You were told to feel proud. That day you left the house a child, but your body shone a green light for grown men passing by. They eat you with their eyes. That night you cried. You've got fresh flesh. You try not to flash the flesh, but you have thousands of ounces of fresh flesh, and they eat it with their eyes. When you walk, you feel them look. They bite you with each blink. Open, gorging, gaping eyes. Look, eat, bite, blink. They eat you with their eyes. It's part of how you think. I feel like I'm forcing you to clap because I'm drinking water in between my eyes. Okay, and gone shot on Tamatha Ernok, Teas Fiaclac, which means toothpaste, and I'll read a translation directly afterwards. Rid me os, Teas Fiaclac and you, near of smither fog has a tube. Hordig me gach kofra sitiach, ach near emshi me tada, yenak and job. Fui vru, scrib me mascoob er ngalunak loiva, is lean me mavail, a subble chuv laudir, agus gervlos. Do yarmida, kiach faulam ha, ni lein ni irain dol le teas fiacla. Nor scarmer, achri, chordig me onadi, ach druk blas of yurhu fad, kiach faulam ha, ni lein ya irain dol latsa, is true in our higmishin, so a rit me os. So it's toothpaste. This morning I ran out of toothpaste. This morning I ran out of toothpaste. Not a smidge left in the tube. And despite looking, I found nothing in the house to plug the gap. So I hurriedly rubbed my brush on the hand soap and lathered up my mouth with a thick white foam and heavy chemical taste. Lesson learned, there's nothing quite like toothpaste. Darling, I hate to admit, but when we split, I fished around with no luck for a stand-in, and no one would do. Lesson learned, there's no one quite like you. What a pity that I've already run out. Means poem dance. Nope, book dance. We're just taking about poems. Okay. Togu lawer gwael gadol erma vrela. An caid clo, nidig no cahain. Ar choi slumsa, a vise. La bostach in yeashin, duskulme e. Forme bullet tash way, a vuskulunum quivni de lunasa in erin. Punic per varks na himmel, corn nail loop pashir. Ig lehor nav cordamach, tumoval a hain. Daimshig me, erin virgalog. Anam agishola an te, amalesh mavruntanus romsa. Vime fisrok fuot, a chara hoel nua. Chadig me google ilasach, a lag kratluch the heel amach. Clan, post, tiach, tinnis, boss. Sidor, snavi, sunri, shiri, firiki, fear, farsenta, ekstala, onrivra, beginum, stoppa. Bunt, nilagum lat, shock is shut. Tall hour, a honig at the chalav, a gismishes a glivon. Ermer chalfinish is to a gomra, fween grey. Shin ar lower vowsa, costa, boss, a gisbaha. Vrak me manam shias, table the counsa. Er ar lower, tom with a nish, in ar nanam horsela. A gis on don derna. It's called He's Just Not That Into You. This is my very not academic poem, which I was saying earlier on that I really enjoy. But I was, when you're reading, you kind of wonder like what you should choose to read. And I know, do you want to look smart? I don't think I look smart from this poem at all, but I think it's fun. So when the time comes, I actually need your help. So it'll be really obvious, but I'd like you to shout out, "He's just not that into you." Okay, but it'll be really obvious because it'll be like, you think he wants your babies, but you haven't a clue, because he's just not that into you. Thank you. Okay. Something like that. So the story might start like a proper romance, where you meet at a ball and you have a dance. Or the story might start in the modern manner, where you meet at a club, both absolutely liar. Or maybe at a gaff for your friend's birthday, you said you'd drop in for an hour but decided to stay because when you went to the kitchen for a glass for your drink, you nearly melted at the man standing by the sink. So the story kind of starts like a proper romance with electric sexuality from first glance. Of all the people that you meet, it's definitely rare to set eyes on someone and feel immediately ensnared. So you smile at him, but you're feeling unprepared because when you woke up this morning, what you chose to wear was a raggy pair of jeans and an old t-shirt. So why would you bother getting dressed up for work? So he looks like a dream. You feel like a mare because you've no makeup on, haven't touched your hair, in a raggy pair of jeans and an old t-shirt. A raggy pair of jeans and an old t-shirt. Yet despite raggy jeans and old t-shirt, you decide to make it work and go over and flirt. So it turns out he's sound and you two hang around all night and you start to feel warm and fuzzy inside. And it's more than just the 5 pints of cider you've imbibed. And like, it's not like you're thinking of being a bride. I mean, you don't even usually bat for his side, but it's more like you can feel your mind start to fantasize that one day you and he might get a coffee. And eventually you two do kiss and enjoy a few moments on each other's lips, and you're thinking that a lifetime on his hips wouldn't be time badly spent. But you're actively not looking for a relationship because you're far too terrified to commit. And you're still too young and affect that shit. But still, before you leave, you give him your digits. And as we all know, waiting for a text to come your way is a fast track channel to going insane. Willing your screen to light up with his name, wondering whether he's playing games. But then after day 3, you know what the truth is. But it felt kind of real, so you make up excuses. He's not much of a texter. His phone broke. He's busy at work. He might have had a stroke. Searching for excuses and ignoring the truth that he's just not that
into you.
And you want to text him first, but the girls say no. You've got to consider the male ego. But in the pub one Friday after you've had a few, you compose the kind of message he could not misconstrue. When he doesn't write back, he's not playing cool. It's because he's just not that into you. But then he adds you on Facebook. And you think it's a sign that you both had wrong numbers this entire time. He's been texting you daily, getting no replies. So you accept the friend request and wait for him to say hi. But he doesn't. And not long after that, he likes one of your pics. And you were wondering whether he is actually a tick or just a malicious mind-fucking dick. But once again, you're ignoring the obvious truth that
he's just not that into you.
Because it's not that hard to send a text. But you say, maybe he's still getting over his ex. Or maybe he's really religious and can't have sex and needed to spend time with a goddess like you, and you'd be too tempted. Because you're willing to think of any excuse except that he's just not that into you. So you call him a dickhead and Egypt a fool, claim that parts of him are minuscule. But you won't ever know that to be false or true, because there isn't going to be a rendezvous, because
he's just not that into you.
Jeanette.